Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KYW Original Podcasts.
A new Mexican restaurant in Northern Liberties.
Tacos, chips, nachos.
Plus a so-called cocktail hideaway in Center City. So last week I went to the opening of a new, they're calling it a cocktail hideaway, called Lita and the Swan. It's the back part of Raw, which used to be a little club called Sumo. So this is revamped by two guys that are known as Glue Hospitality, GLU, which their last names, Derek Gibbons and Tim Liu, so it's a combination of their last names. And that's where I spoke to them about a little bit about Lita and the Swan, which is a cute place for drinking. But for What's Cooking, I wanted to hear about their food venture, which is a new restaurant coming to Northern Liberties called Añejo. Now, since we spoke, the opening has been delayed a little bit towards the end of the month. Initially, they thought it was going to open like around Valentine's Day weekend. But still opening this month, allegedly, still on track to open in February. And I found it interesting because there's a lot of changes going on in Northern Liberties. You know, they're building a pool there and they're changing kind of like the entrance. A lot of times when you go to the restaurants, they wanted to pull you in from like kind of the main piazza area. But now, because of this pool and some of the changes that they're making, they're changing their entrances to the restaurants to really open up on 2nd Street. So a lot of changes coming to Northern Liberties. I think it's going to change the feel of the piazza a little bit. So that'll be different and new. And, you know, who doesn't love Mexican food? So a new Mexican restaurant coming in another neighborhood of the city. Take a listen and check it out. This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW. I'm Hadass Kuznets with Derek Gibbons and Tim Liu. They are co-owners of Glue Hospitality, which is a combination of their names. And I am at the opening of Lita and the Swan here at 1224 Chestnut Street. They are also opening Añejo in the Piazza, 1001 North 2nd Street, on Valentine's Day weekend. So, Derek, first of all, let's start with Lita and the Swan. Where does the name come from?
So the story is from Greek mythology. And when we were creating this venue, we wanted to engage the culturally curious. So, you know, when we came across this story, it was about art, myth, love, seduction. And we landed on this name because everyone's going to ask about it. Everyone's going to wonder what it is. And those are the people that we want to engage in the space.
Plus, those are all the things that happen in a backroom bar.
Exactly.
What are you calling it? It's not like a club and it's not a restaurant.
So we are calling it a music and cocktail hideaway. And that is because we are really featuring a ton of artists from Philadelphia, live music, DJs. And we really have done a great job programming it in that sense. And we really want this space to be for the artists and for them to be able to show their craft to our guests.
So, Tim, this used to be, I remember this place when it was Sumo. This is the back room of Raw. What kind of changes did you have to make?
So we made a lot of decor changes. The actual structure of the space is the same, but we wanted people to feel like it was more of a sophisticated space that was intimate for people to entertain each other and conversate with, you know, before dinner, after dinner.
So this is the place to go, like, when you just want to hang out?
Yeah, I think it's a great space where people can actually talk, where the music isn't overbearing. So it's a great space to actually meet small groups and larger groups.
All right, so tell me about Añejo, which is opening mid-February.
So Añejo is actually the third location. Two locations are in Hell's Kitchen and Tribeca of New York. So it was actually started by actual chef that is a celebrity chef, but it is basically new takes on traditional Mexican food, and it has a great tequila program that features different agave derivatives.
Are you guys Philly guys?
I am not. I'm from New York.
And you are?
I am a Philly guy.
So are you what brought Añejo to Philly?
Yeah, there was, you know, I think it was a combination of actually Derek coming to Philadelphia, which kind of led into a conversation with other brands from New York that wanted to come down to this new market.
Derek, what did you think when you came to Philly? Were you like, oh my God, there's a big culinary scene here?
Yeah, and that's why creating Late on the Swan, we saw an opportunity to create a space that really isn't in the market right now. And, you know, now we have this great place where people can come, have a drink before dinner, after dinner, listen to live music, listen to DJs, and really enjoy, you know, the company of the people that they're with.
So you're tipping your toe into the water with Late on the Swan, and you're really getting into culinary with Añejo. What's on the menu? Tell me a little bit about what people can expect.
For Añejo, it will be a mirror image of their two locations in Tribeca. So, I mean, one of my favorites is actually their short rib. It's fantastic. It really just, it melts in your mouth. But you would want to go there also just to have cocktails. So they have some great cocktails. And they, you know, their cocktails are so popular that a lot of these cocktails are batched in kegs. So there will be four batch cocktails on the menu.
What space are you taking over at the Piazza?
So it used to be Gunner's Run.
So right on the corner?
Yes, right on the corner on 2nd Street.
Right when you walk in?
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, right there. That's a good location.
Yeah, not bad. 2nd Street is the corridor, I would say, for Northern Liberties.
Yeah. How long did it take you to get it together?
A little bit too long, just like everything else, right? But I think, yo, I think it's very hard to hit the vision.
That's how you make a great product.
Yes.
Take your time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It makes it feel more worth it.
What took longer than expected?
I think, you know, most of the time it's always construction hiccups, whether it be plumbing, electrical, and just making sure, you know, that you're creating a safe environment and, you know, adhering to all codes.
What kind of big changes did you have to make it into a Mexican restaurant?
There wasn't a tremendous amount. It was, again, it was a lot of decor changes.
Yeah.
The brand itself has a lot of really cool, like, accents, like burned wood in the space, you know, rich leather. So they were very particular about how they wanted to look, and rightfully so. So just making sure that it was on brand with the other locations and, you know, ultimately it's going to be a really great dining experience for that neighborhood.
Tell me more about the menu. So you talked a little bit about your favorite dishes. You want to tell me about desserts and drinks?
Well, there are drinks. So some of the drinks are like their spicy margarita, which I always default to. So it's, you know, I think the small details make the drink. I think like they have a spicy rim on the outside of it that really you first taste, and that's like the first thing that you are saying, it's a little salty and it's a little spicy, but then the drink itself follows and kind of completes the palate of the whole thing. I think it will let people try Mexican food almost like a blend between tequilas in Philadelphia and El Vez. So there's, you know, there's the smaller portions, tacos that everyone's used to, but then these bigger entrees that people will really feel fulfilled with in size-wise and quality.
And if you are a tequila drinker like myself, they have a tremendous amount of options. They have flights where you can try a few different tequilas at once. So for all the other tequila drinkers out there, that's going to be the place to go.
Tequila can get expensive. What's your most refined, most expensive tequila on the menu?
There's a few, but it'll probably be your 1942s, your Clase Azuls, you know, your cocktails or your tequilas that are going to be aged longer. And there's a few really great mezcals that, you know, we're finding in Pennsylvania to be able to bring to the venue as well.
And I'm sure you also have ones that'll just do the job too.
Exactly.
Tell me about desserts.
I never really get to desserts. I always fill up. I'm always so eager to fill up on the appetizers and the entrees. But, you know, everyone I've always been with, like, you know, the one very popular thing that sounds so simple is the churros. So I think that's, like, something that, you know, everyone loves. It's, you know, fried dough and sugar. And there's, you know, dipping, chocolate dip. Like, it's fantastic.
What's wrong with a churro?
Yeah. Dough, good. Chocolate, good.
Cinnamon.
Good. It's all good. Who's your chef? What can you tell me about your chef?
So Ricardo is the chef in New York. Ricardo Camacho is the New York chef, and he's the executive chef in New York that oversees culinary for both locations. He's actually going to be down here for about three to four months making sure that what we're producing in Philadelphia is exactly the same quality as New York.
And the Philly chef is?
The Philly chef is Omar Bazaar, and he, you know, he was actually from New York, worked in New York, and then he is coming down to Philadelphia to actually be, he moved down here with his family to make sure that the quality and the same production is the same as New York as well.
That's a lot of pressure, a lot of responsibility.
That's a lot. And I'm glad that I could say it's someone else's.
So do you see bringing Añejo to the Piazza? Is that going to give it like new life? Are you gonna? Is it going to change the vibe at all?
I think it's very in line with what Post Brothers is trying to do, trying to revive the area. They really go higher end with the finishes. So they're giving it basically a new life of the Piazza for residential living. And we're creating a complimentary offering with the actual commercial space with Añejo. And I think it starts there. And I think with all the outdoor space, it will lead into a great venue that is not only valid for the fall, spring, but also in the summertime, which a lot of venues in Philly suffer, but we're going to have so much outdoor seating, it'll be fantastic.
So you're going to have a lot of outdoor seating. I know they just built a pool. They're putting a pool in.
Correct. So
Is that accessible to people?
Or? It is really for people that live in the Piazza, and I think, you know, but it is, how would I say, it will be a great place to get a margarita from Añejo and then people watch into the pool.
I'm sure the residents will appreciate that.
Well, I'm sure they're going to have a margarita as well.
So you will be spilling out into the Piazza.
Yes, yes, for sure. So the big change with that specific space is that the Piazza was all facing inside. All their retail was facing the courtyard. So now the change is really facing it out so that it's more inviting to come in and then still fulfilling the outdoor seating and outdoor space inside the courtyard.
So you're going to have an entrance from 2nd Street and it's going to spill out into the back?
Yes, 100%.
What are you most excited about?
Just to eat all that good food.
How about you, Derek?
The exact same thing. I'm excited to have a place now to enjoy great cocktails, great food, listen to some great music, and really see the guests enjoying themselves as well.
All right, what are your must-have dishes?
Must-have dishes at Añejo? I'm just a straight taco guy. I'm easy. Tacos, chips, nachos, and some churros to wash it all down.
All right. Derek Gibbons and Tim Liu with Glue Hospitality. They are opening Lita and the Swan at 1224 Chestnut Street. That's open now. And Añejo in the Piazza, 1001 North 2nd Street. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Price and coverage match limited by state law.